శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 48 వార్డింగ్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ కెలామిటీస్ స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ నంబర్ 1 షేవ్డే నంబర్ 2 సప్తంకర్ అట్ ద కమెన్స్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ సమ్వన్ ఆస్క్డ్ హేమత్ పంత్ వెదర్ సాయిబాబా వాస్ ఎ గురు ఆర్ సద్గురు. In order to answer the question, Hemant Pant describes the signs or marks of a Sadguru as follows. Om Shri Sai. Signs of Sadguru. He who teaches us Ved and Vedanta or the six Shastras, that is systems. He who controls the breath or brands his body with mudras, that is metallic marks of Vishnu's weapons, or gives pleasing discourse regarding Brahma. He who gives mantras, that is sacred syllables, to the disciples and orders them to chant the same a certain number of times, but does not assure them any results in a definite time, he, who by his lengthy gross knowledge explains beautifully the ultimate principle, but has himself got no experience or self-realization, is not a Sadguru. But he, who by his discourse creates in us a distaste for the enjoyments of this world and the next, and gives us a taste of self-realization, who is well-versed in both the theoretical and practical knowledge of self-realization, deserves to be called a Sadguru. How can he, who is himself devoid of self-realization, give it to the disciples? A Sadguru does not, ever in his dream, accept any service or profit from his disciples. On the contrary, he wishes to serve them. He does not think that he is great and the disciple small. Not only he loves him as a son, but regards him as equal to himself or as Brahma. The main characteristics of a Sadguru is that he is the abode of peace. He is never restless nor ruffled. He has no pride of his learning. The poor and the rich, the small and the great are the same to him. Hemant Pant thinks that on account of the store or accumulation of merits in his past births, he had the good fortune of meeting and being blessed by such a Sadguru as Sai Baba. Even in full youth, he hoarded nothing except perhaps chilim. He had no family, no friend, no home, nor any support. Since he was 18, his control of mind was perfect and extraordinary. He lived then in secluded places and always abided in his self. On seeing the pure attachment of his devotees, he always acted in their interest, and hence he was in a way dependent on them. What experience he gave to his devotees while he was living in flesh are felt even today after his Mahasamadhi by those who attach themselves to him. What the devotees have to do is this. They have to trim their heart lamp of faith and devotion and burn in it wicks of love. And when this is done, the flame of knowledge, that is self-realization, will be lit up and shine brighter. Mere knowledge without love is dry. Nobody wants such knowledge. Without love, there is no contentment. So we should have unbroken and unbounded love. How can we praise love? Everything is insignificant before it. Without love, our reading, hearing, and the study are of no avail. In the wake of love come devotion, dispassion, peace, and liberation with all their treasures. We do not get love for anything unless we feel earnestly about it. So, where there is real earning, God manifests Himself. It includes love, and it is the means of liberation. Now let us revert to the main story of this chapter. A man should go to a true saint with a pure mind, or even otherwise fraudently, and hold his feet. Ultimately he is sure to be saved. This is illustrated by the following stories.
Om Shri Sai.
Mr. Shevade. Mr. Saptankar of Akalkot, that is Sholapur district, was studying for law. A co-student, Mr. Shevade, met him. Other fellow students also got together and compared notes of their study. It was found by the question and answers among themselves that Mr. Shevde was the least prepared of all for the examination, and therefore all the students derided him. But he said that, though he was not prepared, he was sure to pass the examination as his Sai Baba was there to get him through it successfully. Mr. Saptankar was surprised at this remark. He took Mr. Shevde aside and asked him who the Sai Baba is, whom he extolled so highly. He replied, "There lives in a masjid in Shirdi, that is Ahmednagar district, a fakir. He is a great Satpurusha. There may be other saints, but this one is unique. Unless there is a great store of merit on one's account, one can't see him. I fully believe in him, and what he says will never be untrue. He has assured me that I will pass definitely next year, and I am confident that I will get through the final examination by his grace." Mr. Saptankar laughed at his friend's confidence and jeered at him and Baba. Om Shri Sai, Saptankars. Mr. Saptankar passed his examination, settled at Akkalkot and practiced as a pleader there. 10 years after this, that is in 1913, he lost his only son on account of a throat disease. This broke his heart. He sought relief by making a pilgrimage to Pandrapur, Gangapur and other holy places. He got no peace of mind. Then he read Vedanta, which also did not help him. In the meanwhile, he remembered Mr. Shevde's remarks and his faith in Baba, and he thought that he too should go to Shirdi and see Baba. He went to Shirdi with his younger brother Pandit Rao and was much pleased to see Baba from a distance. When he went near and prostrated himself and placed a coconut before Baba with feeling of devotion, the latter at once cried out, "Get away!" Saptankar hung down his head, moved back and sat aside. He wanted to consult somebody who would advise him how to proceed. Somebody mentioned Bala Shimpi's name. Saptankar saw him and sought his help. They bought Baba's photos and came with them to the masjid. Bala Shimpi took a photo in his hand and gave it to Baba and asked him whose photo it was. Baba said that this photo was of Yar, that is lover of him, pointing to Saptankar. Saying this, Baba laughed and all others joined. Bala asked Baba the significance of the laugh and beckoned Saptankar to come forward and take darshan. When Saptankar began to prostrate himself, Baba again cried, "Get out!" Saptankar did not know what to do. Then they both joined their hands and sat before Baba praying. Baba finally ordered Saptankar to clear out immediately. Both were sad and dejected. As Baba's orders had to be obeyed, Saptankar left Shirdi with a heavy heart, praying that he should be allowed to take darshan next time.
Om Shri Sai.
Mrs. Saptankar. 1 year elapsed. Still his mind was not at peace. He went to Gangapur, where he felt more restless. Then he went to Madegaon for rest and finally decided to go to Kashi. 2 days before starting, his wife got a vision. In a dream, she was going with a pitcher to Lakat Shah's well. There a fakir with a piece of cloth tied around his head, sitting at the foot of the neem tree, came close to her and said, "My dear Lassi, why get exhausted for nothing? I get your pitcher filled with pure water." She was afraid of the fakir and hastened back with the empty pitcher. The fakir followed her. At this, she was awakened and opened her eyes. She told this vision to her husband. They thought that this was an auspicious sign and they both left for Shirdi. When they reached the masjid, Baba was absent. He had gone to Lendi. They waited till his return. When he returned, she was surprised to see that the fakir she saw in her vision exactly resembled Baba. She reverentially prostrated herself before Baba and sat down looking at him. On seeing her humility, Baba was much pleased and began to tell his story in his peculiar characteristic manner to a third party. He said, "My arms, abdomen and waist are paining for a long time. I took many medicines. The pain did not abate. I got sick of the medicines as they gave me no relief. But I am surprised to see now that all my pains have disappeared at once. Though no name was mentioned, it was a story of Mrs. Saptankar herself. Her pains, as described by Baba, left her soon and she was happy. Then Mr. Saptankar went ahead to take darshan. He was again welcomed with the former get out. This time he was more penitent and persevering. He said that Baba's displeasure was due to his past deeds and resolved to make amends for the same. He determined to see Baba alone and ask his pardon for his past actions. He placed his head on Baba's feet and Baba placed his hand on him, and Saptankar sat stroking Baba's leg. Then a shepherdess came and sat massaging Baba's back. Baba, in his characteristic way, began to tell the story of a baniya. He related the various vicissitudes of all his life, including the death of his only son. Saptankar was surprised to see that the story which Baba related was his own, and he wondered how Baba knew every detail of it. He came to understand that he was omniscient and knew the hearts of all. When this thought crossed his mind, Baba, still addressing the shepherdess and pointing Saptankar, said, "This fellow blames me and charges me with the killing of his son. Do I kill people's children? Why does this fellow come to the masjid and cry? Now, I will do this. I will again bring that very child back in his wife's womb." With these words, he placed his blessing hand on his head and comforted him, saying, "These feet are old and holy. You are carefree now. Place entire faith in me and you will soon get your object." Saptankar was much moved with emotion. He bathed Baba's feet with his tears and then returned to his residence. Then he made preparation for worship and Naividya and came with his wife to the masjid. He offered all this to Baba and accepted prasad from him. There was a crowd in the masjid and Saptankar went there and saluted Baba again and again. On seeing heads clashing against heads, Baba said to Saptankar, "Oh, why do you prostrate yourself now and then? One namaskara offered with love and humility is enough." Then Saptankar witnessed that night the Chavadi procession described before. In that procession, Baba looked like a veritable Panduranga, that is, Vitala. At the parting next day, Saptankar thought that he should first pay 1 rupee as dakshina, and if Baba again asked, instead of saying no, he should pay one more, reserving with him sufficient amount as expenses for the journey. When he went to the masjid and offered 1 rupee, Baba asked for another, as per his intention, and when it was paid, Baba blessed him, saying, "Take the coconut, put it in your wife's oti, that is, upper fold of her sari, and go away without the least anxiety." He did so, and within a year a son was born to him, and with an infant of 8 months the couple came to Shirdi, placed him at Baba's feet and prayed thus, "O Sai Nath, we do not know how to redeem your obligations. Therefore, we prostrate ourselves before you. Bless us, poor helpless fellows. Henceforth, let your holy feet be our sole refuge." Many thoughts and ideas trouble us in waking and dream states. So turn away our minds from them to your bhajan and bless us. The son was named Muralidhar. Two others, Bhaskar and Dinakar, were born afterwards. The Saptankar's couple thus realized that Baba's words were never untrue and unfulfilled. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.